Hello, this is a demo of how you can use the Chesl sequencer in sequencer mode. So at the moment I've got a synthesizer loaded onto my track. And low down. Sounds quite good over a large range. And I've just got that sequencer, so I'm going to need to load the MIDI or Chesl sequencer onto it. So I'm going to press F followed by A. We want to be fairly quick because sometimes surge, which is my synth, sort of grabs the focus. So F.
FX, track, FX, track, three pulsing synth, combo box collapsed, edit selected, sec.
Okay, so I type sec, SEQ, into my search results. Just check that it's on all plugins.
List one, list three, new, all plugins, expanded, one,
plugins left. With a couple of shift tabs, and then tab, tab again.
List one, list combo box collapsed.
And now I look at my search results.
List one, list S, Chesl S, Chesl MIDI sequencer 2 of 9.
Okay, for me it's the second one, Chesl sequencer. Hit enter on that.
FX, track three pulsing synth, list one, list S, Chesl MIDI.
Now, at the moment, Chesl sequencer is second in the FX chain. It needs to be first. So on Windows, I press Control Shift Alt Page Up.
VST3i, so next surge synth team, 2 greater 6 CH.
So surge has nabbed the focus, so I'm just going to close that down.
Chesl trigger mode demo modified.
If I press P on my track. Get the focus on the
2 arms, 3 arms pulsing synth.
That's better.
Context menu. 1 Chesl MIDI sequencer 1.
Yep, number 1 is my Chesl sequencer. So let's enter on that and look at some of the parameters.
FX parameters, dialog media. Parameter, sequence file 0.
The first parameter is the sequence file. Let's go and check out what sequence file we've got loaded at the moment.
Value, saga EDM 16 step sequence.
Well, at the moment it's got an EDM 16 step one. I don't want to use that. I want to go down and get a different one.
Concert tune. 8 step sequence, 4 step sequence, 2 step sequence, 16 step demo.
16 step demo, that's the one I want. So that will now have been loaded.
Parameter, combo box sequence.
But let's go and look at some of the other parameters.
Change this to reload sequence 1.
So it just got loaded, so I don't need to refresh it, but we'll come back to that later.
Play mode 2.
Play mode.
Value, saga sequencer.
Is on sequencer, that's good.
Parameter, steps per unit 3.
Steps per unit.
Value, saga 2.0.
So it's playing 2 notes or 2 steps per unit, but what's a unit?
Parameter.
Well, let's go and look at the next parameter.
Beats per unit 4.
A unit has beats in it.
Value, saga 1.0.
And in this case, there's 1 beat. So
parameter.
What should be happening is every unit or every beat, we should get 2 notes or 2 steps played, which is 8 notes.
Note length 5.
And the note length
value, saga 0.4.
is 0.5. Parameter. Let's leave it there for now and press enter.
Chesl trigger mode.
Now, the sequencer will only work if you've got play or record in Reaper working. So I'm going to press play and then hit a note on my MIDI keyboard. And that's more or less the sequence. So you've got to hold the note down, but you can, when you let go, you can then play a different note. If you want to, you can play legato so it continues to play the sequence. So legato is you press your first note, then whilst that's held down, press your next note and then release the first one. Like that. So you can change the way it's going. When you hold down a note, it will start playing at the next beat. And we'll do a quick demo about with some music. But first of all, I just want to make it upbeat a bit more. So we can press P.
Context menu. 1 Chesl, 2 Sonex, 1 Chesl MIDI Sequencer, 2 Sonex, 2. 1 Chesl MIDI Sequencer, 1.
Go to the sequencer.
FX parameters dialog.
And go
change
down.
This play mode. Steps per unit 3.
Steps per unit.
Value. Saga 2.0, 3.0, 4.0.
Make it a bit more live.
Chesl trigger mode.
So it sounds more like this. So let's play that along with some other stuff.
For muted drum loop, 3 items.
Drums.
Unmuted. 3 arms pulsing synth.
And make sure we're at the beginning. And let's see how it goes. Or a sequence, an interesting tune basically, by changing the root note you're playing. So let's switch off my drums.
For drum loop, 3 items. Muted.
So you don't want to hear those again.
3 arms pulsing synth.
And let's see if we can change anything else. We could go really, really fast.
Context menu, one chess act, 2 seconds, 1 chess act, midi sequence, 2 seconds, 1 chess act, midi sequence, FX parameters balance. Change this to reload play mode 2. Steps per unit 3. Value, cyber 4.0, 5.6, 7.0, 8.0.
Are we playing? That's not very musical.
7.6, 5.0, 4.0. Parameters for your note length 5.
The note length
value, cyber 0.
We'll change it on fly. On this synth, it doesn't really make much of a difference. Let's try it.
0.01.
Yeah, it doesn't really make much difference. It's such a plucky sound.
0.0.03, 0.0, 0.14, 0.1, 0.33.
Mute 6. The mute function, though.
Value, cyber unmuted.
If you press play.
Muted. Unmuted. Muted. Unmuted.
So what's happening there? Is the sequence is still running, but it gets muted, so there no more notes get played. It's not silencing the sound, it's not silencing the synth, it's just not sending any more notes to that synth whilst mute is active. And you can automate that or indeed record that as an automation. And just one other thing to mention is how you can change the pattern a bit. Let's go to my step file.
16-step memo of TXT notepad, 16-step memo.
Here it is, so let's go to the top.
// Kessel sequence file. // each line is a step in the sequence defining the semitone offset from 0,100.
The first line with any value in numbers in is 0,1000.
0,0,1,0,0.
Yep, so 0,100 is pronounced 0,100.
0,60.
0,60, so the same note, but with a velocity of 60. I'm going to change this.
Carriage rate 0,6.
So it's a minus 1. So that means it's going to be held.
0, minus 1.
It's going to be tied. So the first note is going to last twice as long.
0,50.
And that 0,50, the third note, I'm going to change that.
Return, 0,5.
So it's just a 0 now, which means it's not going to sound at all.
New control plus NN, 16-step demo of TX.
Save that and go back to Reaper.
Chess act, rhythm mode, demo modified.
And go back into parameters.
Context menu, 1 chess act, midi sequencer 1, FX parameters dialog.
And the reason I have to go back is because I've changed the file outside of the plugin.
Change this to reload sequence 1.
I need to go to the reload.
Value, cyber no action.
No action, but just press up arrow.
Sequence reloaded.
And then it's been reloaded.
Chess act, rhythm mode, demo.
So now if I press, let's try that again. Perhaps the sustain or the tie doesn't make that much difference at the moment, but you can hear that it's lasting twice as long, and then there's a silence, and then it carries on. So that's how you can make rhythmical changes to your sequence. And I think that just about covers all the features for now of the Chessel sequencer. I hope you find it fun to play with.